much of that Debo sickness factored into them changing their game plan a lot yesterday too.
Like, so,
but I'm just saying, because you look at that game yesterday and I was like, where's the creativity at with like reverses? Like, because I saw the total juxtaposition from Kansas City on their offense. How many different like reverses did you see yesterday? Whether it was Mecole Hardman, Samaje Perine, whether it was Xavier Worthy, they were trying their speedsters involved any way they can, because
screen game.
Exactly. Because they understand that they don't have the depth that they thought they were going to have this season. Rashee Rice out for the year. Hollywood Brown out for the year. Juju Smith-Schuster was out after the first quarter.
First quarter with a hamstring.
With a hamstring.
Midway through.
Like, they didn't have anyone. They had an old man, Travis Kelce, who had just not even a great game. Four receptions, 17 yards. Kelce, he had a couple of big ones out there, but
nothing special.
Really, it was nothing special. It was Noah Gray. It was Justin Watson. It was Patrick Mahomes.
The creativity
was just there, though, with Andy Reid when push came to shove. Hell, you saw it in the end zone. I know it didn't work, but they brought in like Carson Wentz for this like three back look. It was just interesting, and it was fun, and it was creative, and we didn't see that from Shanahan yesterday.
No creativity whatsoever. Lack of screenplays, lack of jet sweep. Just no creativity whatsoever on the side of Kyle Shanahan. And again, I thought he coached timid. I thought he coached as if he was giving Spags a little too much respect. So, improvising, getting away from it. Sometimes you got to say, you know what, the hell with my system. Let's play football. And, you know, Gary Danielson was on the call for Michigan-Illinois Saturday. And Michigan kept feeding their tight end this guy named Loveland. That's his last name, Loveland. And Gary Danielson said something that kind of stuck with me over the weekend. And he's so true. Instead of call a plays for a player, sometimes you got to figure out just a way to get the ball to the player. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is, yesterday, obviously, Kittle's rolling. How can I match him up on one of these linebackers and get him going? How can I get Jacob Cowing in space? How can I get Ricky Pierce all in space? How can I create opportunities for my playmakers and not just be so damn dependent on my scheme and the play-action passing and the slant and the timing? Sometimes you just need to help your ballers be ballers. And I thought Shanahan did a poor job yesterday putting his players in position to try to make plays. He veered too much into the scheme. He didn't veer off the scheme. Maybe sometimes you got to veer off the scheme and do some things a little differently. You're playing the Kansas City Chiefs. What do you have to lose? They're undefeated. They've beat you in the Super Bowl, Spadoni. You're 0-4 against Andy Reid. Sometimes you got to just let the throw the kitchen sink at them. And yesterday I thought it was a very vanilla, a very timid offensive game plan by Kyle Shanahan.
They didn't play like a desperate team yesterday. They played like a team that was okay with just, you know what, we're going to lose to the Chiefs. It is what it is. Yeah. We're going to take our lick. No, you were at home. Like, I felt the vibe through the TV yesterday early on in that game when they were yelling defense, defense early on.
That was short-lived because
was
the, crowd,
short-lived.
The crowd had nothing to cheer about yesterday.
No. And it was, but I felt it early on in that game, the tense. The intensity of the fan base yesterday that they wanted this one bad. Like, you felt it all throughout the week, Bonte, whether it was through the callers, whether it was our guys like Nick and Berkeley, everyone was calling in saying how badly they wanted this game to get the monkey off their back. And it's just the status quo once again. And not even that, because even in the two previous matchups, whether it was in the Super Bowl, let's just go there, you were beating them. You kind of had them on the ropes. And this one, it was the opposite. It was the inverse. They had you on the ropes. They were kicking your ass early, and they never looked back.
No,
That's what it was so frustrating.
No, they kicked your ass all game long. All game long. Let's go to the lines. Let's go to Jason and San Leandro. Jason, what's happening, man? You're on the roast.
Hey, good morning, guys, and thank you for taking my call. You just hit it right on the button. I mean, that's exactly why I called. Dude, it's coaching, man. Look who we have, what we have. And look, everybody's dealing with injuries. So does the Kansas City Chiefs. Rice is down. Pacheco's down. Look what Reed is doing. It's Andy Reed, dude, versus Shanahan. Shanahan, too conservative, too predictable for me. A regular fan, I'm looking at the plays. I'm telling my son, I know what that play is. He's way too predictable, way too many times. Look at his history. This guy is not the guy who's going to get us over the hump. Look at the Super Bowl. Players don't know the rules. Time management. So many things. I'm done with Shanahan. You need a great quarterback and a great coach to win ball games. We have neither. Purdy can be that guy, but not with Shanahan. He needs someone like Andy Reid. Look at Mahomes.
Wow.
What does Kansas City have? Mahomes. That's all. Even Kelce, with all people, he ain't Kelce that we know no more. Who do they have around Mahomes? they got Andy Reid and we got Shanahan.
Damn. You know, walking out of that stadium and seeing that uniform, the Chiefs uniform, and it's hard not to think about what happened in Las Vegas in February.
You were
and
there.
The opportunity, yeah. And the opportunity the Niners blew in that game to win that Lombardi. And now here we fast forward, and we're in October, and you couldn't be farther away from that Super Bowl. You couldn't be farther away from a trip to New Orleans. It's just, it is what it is. And I just thought Shanahan, he just coached timid. And that resonated on to Purdy. It did. I mean, it goes hand in hand.
If I was to ask you, what's wider right now? The gap between Kyle Shanahan and Andy Reid?
Ooh.
Or Brock Purdy and Patrick Mahomes? What's a wider gap?
Oh.
See, because I think it's Patrick Mahomes and Brock Purdy.
That's the wider gap?
I think that is a significant gap between the greatest potentially of all time and just a very good quarterback. That was the difference yesterday. When I saw the talent around Patrick Mahomes and what he was able to do in the biggest moments of the game yesterday, whether it was the scramble, whether it was getting sacked and completing a third down completion, whether it was bodying Malik Mustafa in the end zone and bullying his way through, I thought Patrick Mahomes was the difference yesterday more so than Andy Reid.
And Mahomes threw two picks.
He did.
He threw two picks.
He did.
I thought the difference was Spags and Shanahan.
Okay.
That's what I thought. Andy Reid. I mean, he's light years ahead of Kyle Shanahan right now. He is.
Light years. Wow.
He is. So the gaps between both Mahomes and Purdy and Shanahan and Reid or Shanahan and Spags, it's a wide gap. It's a very wide gap. And you saw it yesterday on the football field. Let's go to OG in San Jose. OG, San Jose, what's happening, OG?
Hey, guys. I mean, that was a depressing loss. But, you know, Kyle Shanahan's offense has been putrid all year long. And even several times over the last several years, you know, it's fallen short in the big games. In the Super Bowl, they scored 19 in regulation. It's not enough. I feel like he shows up to the games with his play sheet and no game plan. It's just a very, very mechanical, you know, kind of stuck in the rut offense that the whole league is on to. And I would fire Kyle Shanahan at the bye.
Flush that guy.
Get him out of here. Come on.
You're out of your mind. You're not going to fire Kyle Shanahan during a bye week. You're not going to fire him, period. Sorry, your call's not good. You need to contact Floyd Water Plumbing and Drainage. FloydWater.net. Go ahead, drop OG. Drop him off. I'm not here
was
for that.
Was that Ananobi?
No, it wasn't Ananobi. Trust me, his rich ass ain't calling us. You know, there was a play where Karlaftis sacked Brock Purdy. It was on the play before he dropped a dime to Brandon Ayuk, who dropped it. The second quarter. You see Sovereign and Banks, they both pulled, and neither of them blocked Karlaftis.
Well, they blocked each other. they ran into each other.
So, yes, Shanahan was stale, I thought, with his game plan yesterday. I thought Purdy was awful. But the players, man, they're not executing at all. This is not a button-up football team. This is just not. Special teams, offensively, just on a play like that, you got two guys pulling. And Karlaftis is like, oh, neither one of you going to block me? And it blows the play up. They're not on the same page.
It was a just... I keep going back to this, though. When you don't have Christian McCaffrey, when you don't have Deebo Samuel, and that stuff, you know... The X's and O's become more and more important, Bonte. Like, you can't just do the simple things right. You're going to have a tough time against any team in the NFL, whether it's the Carolina Panthers or the Kansas City Chiefs. If you just don't have basic blocking, it's going to make your life difficult, let alone if you're without all of your best weapons on top of that. So that even becomes more and more highlighted as the game goes on. That was a game where you felt like, again, I said this at the top, a team coming off a bye was more buttoned up. And a team that desperately needs a bye right now in the San Francisco 49ers, they just, And that's what's frustrating, though, too, because you're coming off a mini bye, so you thought at least you were going to be buttoned up there. So
exactly.
That's on coaching. That's on the play. I don't know.
Yeah.
And
you're at home, and you had a short flight. Well, you had a short flight to Seattle. You come back. You had the mini bye. You didn't have to leave the time zone. The Pacific. You'd have to leave the Pacific time zone. So I don't. The excuses kept missing me.
No, no, no. And I kept hearing last week, and Carter, who's running the board today, he's been at the practices. You know, Jake Hutchinson, our Niners insider here at 95.7 The Game, was at the practices. They were saying that was the loosest they've seen the 49ers practice this. They just felt great. They felt loose. They felt in control. They got a boost from Ricky Pearsall. So I thought heading into this game that everyone's going to be, oh, this is going to be great. But did they play loose, Bonte, yesterday? Or did they play tight.
And it happened on the first three plays in the game.
And how, where does that come from? Is that the quarterback? Is that the head coach? Is that everyone?
That's lack of execution. That's maybe on everybody. Kansas City right now has a mental edge over the 49ers. Mentally, they see Kansas City, and it's like, oh, boy. The difference was Kansas City was trying to play to win, and the Niners were playing not to lose.
Yeah.
They were playing not to get embarrassed. Yeah. That's what it started playing out like. And I watched the game. Evan Giddey sat right next to me. Second play of the game, offensive holding, boom. Offensive holding. Now, all of a sudden, you're behind the six on the first possession of the game, and this is the last team. We talked about this on Friday. The key is third and two. Third and three, second and three, second and two. And for so many times, you're getting in third and long situations. It's the wrong team to do that because they're blitzing from everywhere. And again, you don't even know who to block on these blitzes.
I mean, they're one of the best teams when it comes to not having three and outs in the NFL. And what did they do in the very first series? Three and out.
Three and out.
And that was, and what did the, Kyle Shanahan loves to get, you know, the defer when they get the head, when they get the coin
deferred
from
the
like
second
that.
Half.
But they didn't get that. It was the inverse this time. And, you know, and KC, they get the ball back and then they get a turnover on downs because they got to go to the fake punt. It's like, great, you got the momentum right back. And then what do? You throw a pick, give the momentum right back to them. It was just this constant tug and pull. It's just like, man, can something go our way? And then you lose Ayuk for the game. It was a mess yesterday. That was definitely one of the worst losses in the regular season, given the circumstances in the Kyle Shanahan era.
There's no doubt.
It was just not even close.
There's no doubt. Let's go to RJ Fairfield. RJ, what's happening?
We've got the heavy hitters today.
All right, what's up, players? Key takeaways. Brock Purdy, he's a trailer, not a tractor. Another one, Kyle Shanahan has learned nothing since the Super Bowl. Kyle Shanahan has learned nothing since the Super Bowl. I mean, come on, guys. We all know what coverage KC was doing, and he's still unable to scheme people open, jet sweeps, no creativity. And then I just kind of realized as a 49er fan that, man, we ain't no playoff team, man. I mean, come on. Look at the top of the NFC. We don't even deserve to be in the playoff talks right now. I mean, you know, we learned nothing. I mean, KC was in their bag. I mean, our defense was giving multiple opportunities to our offense to score. And what did we do? Punt, 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 and field goals at the end and picks everywhere. So this ain't on the defense. This is strictly on offense, guys. And I'm just sick of it, man. I'm coming to realize this ain't a playoff team. So it's easier to deal with that. And there ain't no championship this year. So that's what it is.
Let's go to TC and Sack.
Already? After one game, it just seems done.
TC and Sack. TC and Sack, what's happening? So, my bro.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up with my bro, man? Good morning. Spadoni, what's up, man?
What's up, bro?
Hey, before I get started, right, you already know. Before I get started, listen, Spadoni, I got to disagree on that. It's not Shanahan and Shanahan and Andy Reid are way apart, bro. Way apart.
Really?
Shanahan is not on Andy Reid's level, pure point blank.
You don't think Mahomes has a lot to do with that, TC?
No.
You don't
think, Andy Reid was doing it long before Patrick
never
Mahomes.
Won a Super Bowl before
that could be the end-all, be-all. He's taken a lot of quarterbacks to Pro Bowls, all pros, borderline Hall of Famers. The Philadelphia Eagles were very, very successful under Andy Reid. It's not fair to Andy Reid to say, oh, he's just a good coach because of Mahomes. He's got a track record. This guy's been in the league for 26
years. I
think we're
underselling the greatness of Patrick Mahomes.
And Andy Reid. Oh, Andy Reid helped mold Brett Favre. So that's another thing. Andy Reid's resume is impeccable, man. I'm with TC. Shanahan's not on Andy Reid's level.
Just think we're underselling Patrick Mahomes and his greatness. That's all.
No, we're not. We're not. We're underselling Andy Reid.
Go ahead, TC's. Sorry.
No, yeah, exactly, because that's the easy answer. I don't want to get stuck on this because I want to get on Brock and Shanahan, but that was Padone. That's the easy answer to say, oh, Matt, Patrick Mahomes is light years better than Brock. Everybody knows that, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all know that. We're talking about the real Shanahan is not on Andy Reid's level. Let's move on. Brock Purdy, bro. The anticipation throws. We already told you about that. That's going to get you in trouble, brother. Everybody's talking about Ronnie Bell. No, Ronnie Bell cut the route short because that was the opening. If he would have ran straight and ran that out, that corner route, he would have ran right into the DB because he was dropped in coverage. He cut it down for Brock. That was Brock trying to throw to a spot, hoping that his guy was going to be there. Brock had an awful game yesterday. I don't care. You run J.P. Mason, Kyle, 50 times. Andy Reid did it. He grabbed Kareem Hunt off the couch and ran him 50 times. I don't care about the 14 carries. You run that guy 50 times, bro. Period, point blank. Shanahan is not the guy, bro. And I call and tell you about this dude all the time, Bonte. And everybody is starting to see it, bro. That's all I got. I'm going to let these callers have their peace, bro.
All right, TC. You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMG FM and HD1, San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the Odyssey app. Nobody's underselling Mahomes. We know Mahomes is great. There's no doubt about it. And Andy has got this toy. But nobody, and here's the thing about Mahomes being great. We didn't know he was going to be great when he entered the draft. Nobody, he was a wild card.
He was a first-round pick.
He was a wild card, though.
He
was a wild card. There's a lot of first-round picks who flame out. That means nothing when you're a first-round pick. We see misevaluations all the time.
But the talent was obvious.
Trey Lance.
Yeah.
But Andy Reid has done this with many quarterbacks. He's been a very successful head coach. There's a lot like Marv Levy. We're gonna disrespect Marv Levy because he didn't win a Super Bowl. Marv Levy's a great coach.
Yes.
But he Buffalo fell short.
But did we not learn our lesson with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady? As soon as Tom left, we realized it was a lot to do with Tom Brady and the Patriots' success.
And also,
because he won a Super Bowl immediately after leaving.
We saw
what the Patriots turned into after Tom left.
But you also had a lot of buy hires there when you give Joe Judge and Matt Patricia the keys to the offense.
Yeah.
That's a terrible move. But the quarterback does help you. But Andy Reid has had Brett Favre. He's had Donovan McNabb. He's had Jeff Garcia. He's had Mike Vick. He's had Kevin Kyle. He's won a lot of games. The guy's got three seasons in which he's won less than eight games.
Yes.
Three in 26 years. So Andy Reid gets a lot of credit, and right now he's coaching better than Shanahan. It's just no, his creativity on offense is light years better than Kyle Shanahan's right now. It's not even close.
I thought yesterday, and a lot of calls are going to disagree with me, I thought the gap yesterday was more so because of the quarterback play than the head coaching play. Like Patrick Mahomes, he wasn't amazing yesterday, as you said. He's threw two picks, but he made the plays of the game multiple times.
Yeah,
whether he was falling down, getting sacked, whether it was scrambling, whether it was fourth and goal, running up the middle and bodying Malik Mustafa. Like, he was the difference in that game to me. Whether it was that little flick pass.
Yeah, too, I don't know
Brett
about
Favre
that. I don't. Mahomes looked very pedestrian yesterday. He threw for 154 yards.
He did, but he made the plays off of the game.
He was off on Xavier Worthy the first play of the second half where he threw it deep. He was off yesterday. The difference to me yesterday was Kansas City and Spags defense undressing the Niners offense and saying, we're going to play man defense right now, in your face, sticky man coverage. Brock beat us with some throws.
Undressing Brock Purdy. Yes.
And they undressed him.
Brock Purdy, yes.
And they undressed the entire offense.
I mean, I can't blame Kyle Shanahan for Brock Purdy missing horribly on some of those. That's not Kyle Shanahan's fault.
Well, Shanahan's play calling sucked. Purdy's quarterback play sucked.
Okay.
The offensive line sucked in the run and pass game. The run game sucked. The wide receivers sucked getting off of press coverage. The entire offense is culpable for yesterday. Culpable what happened. They sucked. Okay? The offensive line sucked. How many times I need to say it? They sucked. They all stunk yesterday. And that's the difference in the Super Bowl and in this game yesterday. Kansas City's defense dominated the game. And that cannot happen. We have an offensive-minded head coach who's quote-unquote a genius and a quarterback who's going to make $60 million a year. In Kansas City, the last two matchups, Purdy didn't look like a $60 million quarterback, and Shanahan didn't look like an offensive genius, and the offensive line couldn't get a push up front. It happens over and over and over again in these big games. It just is what it is. Mahomes wasn't great yesterday.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't great at all.
But he made great plays when they needed to be made. And that's the difference sometimes.
Team stunk. Well, now I'm starting to get ticked off. Let's go to... Unbelievable yesterday.
Just one game, Bonte.
No, it's not just one game. It means a lot, man. It means a lot yesterday to get undressed by the way you did. The coach scared. The coach timid on offense. It was embarrassing. Eddie and Oxnard. What's happening? I'm getting ticked off because now I'm playing the game back in my head and I watch it next to Evan. Offensively, it weren't even close. Nobody's getting open. Nobody's getting any push on the offensive line. Just awful. Eddie, what's happening?
Well, goes all the way back to Kyle. You have to talk about two things with Kyle. The scheme, which even Baldy said the offensive scheme is very vanilla, the passing scheme. How many rub routes did you see yesterday?
Not many.
How many screens did you see? How many crossing routes did you see?
Not
you
many.
You saw none. And it's primarily because Kyle believes he can out-scheme everyone with his motion. And even if you go back to the Super Bowl and you see all the motion he does, did you see the Kansas City defenders move at all? No. They just stay there. No, we can play seven on you, stop your offensive line, stop those gaps open, play gap integrity, smart football, and make you beat us man. And he doesn't include man beater routes into his passing scheme. His run scheme can be creative at times, but he doesn't lean on it. He just decides to stop passing, and he just assumes he can scheme everyone open, which he can't. And this goes back to his drafting the offensive line. We've been talking about the offensive line needing draft picks for the past 4 or 5 years now. All the way back to McClinchy when he was terrible on the right side of the line. And the answer is, oh, we're going to put McKivitz there to play the right tackle. And he's terrible. You have a bad center in Brendel who's constantly catching, being pushed back into Brock, constantly getting caught for holding penalties on passing and rundowns. And he has full control of the offensive personnel, of the team personnel. We like to talk about John Lynch, but really Kyle's a de facto GM in many ways.
Yeah.
He chooses who gets drafted.
Eddie, good call. Look, the crossing routes that you mentioned, did you see any crossing routes? There's plenty of crossing routes. The problem is these wide receivers couldn't get open on the crossing routes. And what Baldy said a few weeks ago when Shasky asked him, what's the identity of this team right now? And Baldy said slow. Well, yesterday I saw slow and unathletic. Crossing routes, drag routes, they could not get open. So in one sense, you could say, well, where the hell was Purdy going to throw the football? I mean, just an offensive disaster yesterday. We're going to focus on that all show long. Everybody, we're getting to everybody. Damon, David, Caitlin, Jay, Ricky. I'm annoyed right now. This loss annoyed me. It annoyed me. Offensively, it's just not good enough. Not good enough. Not even close to being good
enough.
There's
a big brother mentality, little brother mentality when it comes to the Chiefs and Niners right now. And that's very tough to shake. Having five older brothers myself, I understand it.
Oh, boy. More coming up, brought to you by our great friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. I'm due for an oil change, by the way. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Your 15-minute,
15-minute drive-through Spadoni. 15 minutes, that's it. In and out. 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit the friendly expert technicians at local Valvoline Instant Oil Change to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and much, much more locations. And coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com.